It's Tuesday, the 18th of March. It's raining. And I'm sheltering below the lee of the shed. It's actually pleasant, that straight down rain. It's so nice to even walk in, if you're protected, but just to lay back and listen to. For a change, we have no wind. Well, not at the moment. Skies are overcast everywhere. No signs of anything bright. Slept well last night. Woke up just before the alarm. Daylight. The daylight woke me up. And I'm happy for that. I really am, because to be waking up before the alarm goes, with your body clock telling you it's brighter, it's better, easier to get up now and come out of that hibernation period. I still believe in that hibernation syndrome, can we call it? I don't know. Some people don't suffer, but most here, we must still have that inbuilt hibernation urge to shut down in about November, December, not get up till March. Those creatures that do hibernate, they don't worry about what will they miss. Oh, can't go to hibernate. I'll miss Coronation Street, or I'll miss Jeremy Vine, or I'll miss what's the football, or I'll miss all the things that takes up our days. You don't worry about that. That's part of life, and you accept it happily. I think even if we could do it, we wouldn't do it. We just feel like we'd miss out on far too much. But wouldn't it be better if we did do that? We got up at the end of March and lived life to the full, absolutely to the full, till 9 months later. Could eat what we wanted. Do what we wanted. Well, within reason, of course. Civilized beings that we are. Knowing that we were going to just crash out in November again. Yeah, get in below that duvet and see you in 3 months, kid. I don't think it would be a bad thing for us here, because we really don't do much during those dark winter months. But I think I've got the spring feeling now. No, I'm pretty sure I have. The starlings all gather in the big beech tree. You can see them easier from here. Soon won't be able to see them. once that tree gets into full leaf. So pleasant just standing here, leaning against the shed in the dry and listening to the rain, watching the birds. Actually, the birds get more peace from me if I stand here. I just become part of the shed. I wonder what today will bring. Oh, I know I'm going to be playing with a new toy. How sad, all these toys. I wonder what the day will bring. In other words, what will life bring to me today? Happiness, I hope. Nothing bad. In fact, if it's just nothing bad, that'll do. It's like not getting the mail through the post, because invariably mail is bad news. Unless it's your birthday, Christmas, Easter. You know what I mean? Mail is either junk or bad news. So not getting mail is like not getting bad news. So if every day in life threw things at me, but none of it was bad, that'd be good. I'd settle for that.